Are you ready to take some dynamic photographs? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Radu Sporia, professor of engineering at the University of Surrey, explains the science of aperture.
With cell phones and advanced cameras, everybody's a photographer these days. But knowing a bit about the math, science, and engineering that go into capturing a photo will help you perfect your snapshots. Simple geometry plays a central role in the look of your pictures. Consider the opening in the lens, or the aperture, through which light passes on its way to the sensor. Your camera settings for aperture are represented by what's called the F number. It's defined as the focal length of the lens divided by double the radius of the aperture, so larger apertures correspond to smaller F numbers. The aperture is approximately circular, and we know the area of the circle as pi r squared. To double the amount of light, you need to double the area, which means increasing the radius by the square root of 2, or about 1.4. This is why the F number settings go in a bit of a strange progression. 8, 5.6, 4, 2.8, and so on. The smaller the F number, the more light the lens can gather, which usually means larger and more expensive pieces of glass. But lenses with wide apertures, like F2.8, have an important artistic effect. They only show objects at a certain distance from the camera in sharp focus. Everything closer or further away appears blurred. This is a great way of separating your subject from distracting backgrounds, ideal for portraits in which the subject is far more important than what's behind, one would hope. Conversely, a small aperture like F22 blocks out the out-of-focus light rays, so it's ideal for landscapes where you want as much of the scene in front of the camera to appear in focus. Photography is about deliberately choosing how, when, and from where to take pictures. It's also about understanding through experimentation. So with this fresh scientific approach, start tinkering with the settings on your camera and take some fantastic photos.
That was Radu Sporia of the University of Surrey. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.